as executed by Maharaj Dhruva, can give one the facility not only to reach other planets within this universe, but also to reach beyond this universe to the Vishnu Loka planets. We have outlined this in our small booklet, Easy Journey to Other Planets. Now, text 27. Etat. This is what's on the board. Was this Vimana, airplane. Pravaram, unique. Uttama Shloka, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Malina, by the head of all living entities. Upastapinaktam, sent. Ayushman, O immortal one. Adirodum, to board. From you. Arsi, you are worthy. Translation, O immortal one. This unique airplane has been sent by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is worshipped by selected prayers, and who is the chief of all of the entities. You are quite worthy to board such a plane. Purport, according to astronomical calculation, along with the pole star, there is another star which is called Shishumara, where Lord Vishnu, who is in charge of the maintenance of this material world, resides. Shishumara, or Dhruvaloka, can never be reached by anyone but the Vaishnavas, as will be described in the following shlokas. The associates of Lord Vishnu brought the special airplane for Dhruva Maharaj and then informed him that Lord Vishnu had especially sent this airplane. The Vaikuntha airplane does not move by mechanical arrangement. There are three processes for moving in outer space. One of the processes is known to be to the modern scientists. It is called Kapota Vayu. Ka means outer space, and Pota means ship. There is a second process also called Kapota Vayu. Kapota means pigeon. One can train pigeons to carry one into outer space. The third process is very subtle. It is called Akasha Patana. This Akasha Patana system is also material. Just as the mind can fly anywhere one likes without mechanical arrangement, so the Akasha Patana airplane can fly at the speed of mind. Beyond this Akashapatthana system is the Vaikuntha process, which is completely spiritual. The airplane sent by Lord Vishnu to carry Guru Maharaj to Shushuma was a completely spiritual transcendental airplane. Material scientists can neither see such miracles nor imagine how they fly in the air. Material scientists have no information about the spiritual sky, although it is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, Parastasmatu Bhavanyo. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutai, Srimati Bhakti Padaya Vishwami Janamane, Namaste Sarasvatam Deve, Gauravani Pracharane, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Pastakya De Siddhar. We're in the fourth canto right now, and already it's way beyond my realization, and practically speaking, as Srila Prabhupada says, beyond even my imagination. One time, I was in Dallas, Texas, and Srila Prabhupada came there. I had the good fortune of carrying the umbrella over his head while he was walking, by Lord Krishna's arrangement. And then Srila Prabhupada gave a press interview. And the reporters were asking Srila Prabhupada, how did you come? And he's explaining that actually there are different ways of traveling, just like he mentions in this verse, he mentioned by traveling by airplane and traveling by pigeon. He said if you take a number of pigeons, 1,000 pigeons, and you harness them together, then they'll enable you to fly into space. And then the reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, so how did you come? And Srila Prabhupada said, I came by airplane just to be one with you. Now, in these two verses, there are many things that are inconceivable to us. And if we don't recognize that they're inconceivable to us, we won't really examine them very carefully. In the Bhagavatam, there are so many things that are beyond our conception, beyond our experience. But the Bhagavatam is not meant to bewilder us into thinking or dividing our faith into that which we can experience and that which seems we may never be able to experience in this body. Or we may be able to experience at some future time by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. But one of the amazing things about Srila Prabhupada's purports is that he tries to focus and emphasize what's actually essential. What's actually essential is that we understand, ultimately, as Krishna says, Yomam Evam Asamudo Janati Purushottama Sarvavit Prajante Imam Sarvavena Bharata. That anyone who knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is said to be the knower of everything, and therefore he engages himself in full devotional service. Iti Guyatamam Shastram Idam Yukva Mayanaga Eta Bhutva Buddhimatsya Krita Kritashtavarata. This is the most confidential part of all the Vedic scriptures, that whoever knows this will become wise and his endeavors will know all perfection. So whether there's vimanas flying in outer space, whether there are Vaikuntha airplanes transporting self-realized souls back to Vaikuntha, these things are not the most important thing for us right now. What is important is that we understand theoretically and practically how to chant Hare Krishna, how to perform devotional service in such a way as we actually become conscious of Krishna. Therefore, Harinam Sankirtan, worshipping the deities, serving the devotees, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, living in a holy place, or creating a holy place by our preaching, by our devotional service. These 5 very powerful activities are what's recommended. And we learn how to perform them in the proper mood and attitude, then the result is we'll become conscious of Krishna. So although these pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj are certainly very enlivening and enlightening to hear, but the essential part of it is his determination, at least the essential part of it for us, is his great determination to perform the process of devotional service given to him by his spiritual master, Srila Narada Muni. And because he executed the process given to him by his spiritual master with so much determination, Lord Vishnu appeared within his heart and ultimately appeared outside and blessed him with full knowledge, full consciousness of him and pure devotional service. Our founder, Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, has also given us instructions. And he's also given us a systematic process to realize those instructions. Part of that is how we're going to come to accept that not only in Brahmaloka or in Bhuvaloka, in Jambudvipa, wherever, that there is a Krishna and Krishna is the owner of everything. If we somehow or another can meditate on that, and then as a result of that, do something practical in Krishna's service, especially by trying to, as Srila Prabhupada once mentioned to me, not mentioned to me, he wrote to me, he said that the boys and girls, he said in Buffalo, well, New York, in just 2 weeks, I've heard that they've distributed 3,000 Bhakti Godheads. And that in Buffalo, you're also distributing Bhakti Godheads very nicely. So please continue in this way. And your success in life is assured. As Krishna sees that you're trying to help Lord Krishna's other children back to the spiritual kingdom, then he'll bestow all his blessings upon you. That Krishna is never ungrateful for our efforts to serve him, rest assured. In other words, there are so many conditioned souls, starting with myself, and every one of them has an eternal relation with Krishna. Now that relationship has been forgotten by the soul, because the soul is in the illusion, the misconception that he's the body. And that conception is born out of the desire to control material nature and try to enjoy it. Forgetting that actually Krishna is controlling everything. All we can do is desire. And if we desire in the right way, we can go back to the spiritual world. We can begin the journey and eventually make progress step by step to the spiritual world. And if we're in the wrong association, we'll become caught up with Kali Yuga and step by step we'll be degraded to the lowest species of life. All simply due to what we're desiring. In the association of devotees, simply by hearing that there is a Krishna. And hearing, if we chant his holy name, calling out to him with some devotion, hoping that we can enter into the atmosphere of spiritual love and devotion, calling out to Srimati Radharani to engage us in Krishna's service, and if simultaneously with that, we take seriously Lord Krishna's service in this age to perform our sadhana, calling out to Srimati Radharani and Krishna, and at the same time meditating how to use our energies, beginning with our body, our minds, our words, whatever we have in our possessions, in the service of Krishna. In the service of meditating carefully. Now I am in this situation, what can I do to serve Krishna? What can I do to become an instrument for Krishna that will help this jiva soul in front of me become a better servant of Krishna, awaken his relation with Krishna? As one devotee was saying, that she was looking at one, Prabhupada called her over, Govinda Dasi, and pointed out a little slug. Everyone knows what a slug is? It's a little tiny bug, it's an insect, very slow moving. It's almost like it's a very slow moving insect. Big, slow, black insect. And Prabhupada pointed it out and said, look at this poor slug. chanted him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Of course, this I'm not recommending or saying that Prabhupada's mission was to chant his slokas. But Prabhupada was demonstrating what to speak of the slugs. We have so much opportunity, 24 hours a day, practically speaking, of meditating on this idea that before me is not my husband, is not my wife, is not my children, is not my godbrother, godsister, godnephew. This is the eternal servant of Krishna. Of course, these things we cannot forget. How to serve Krishna has to be done appropriately. But we should not forget, when we see the difference, when we discriminate between men and women, black, white, Russian, American, whatever our discrimination may be, if we forget that actually these designations are simply external, temporary, not completely unimportant, but simply temporary. And the real essence is the soul within the body. And within the soul is the super soul directing him. To understand what the super soul wants us to do within our present capacity, to serve the soul before us, or souls before us, to help them revive their relation with Krishna, to help them awaken their consciousness of Krishna. It is not that by our giving philosophy that we're not this body, then suddenly we become the body, not the body, and the rest of the day we're the body. Or we'll explain about the super soul, how he senses our desire, just like one can understand the smell of a flower by being near of it. And then Krishna, understanding what our desires are and what we deserve, manifesting the entire universe to fulfill the desires according to the merits of the individual living entities. How wonderful and amazing the super soul is, the expansion of Krishna, how we can perfectly create a universe and maintain it moment to moment with perfect justice, perfect execution of a plan. I could directly give the living entities an opportunity to become more conscious of Krishna or help them remain forgetful of Krishna, suffer in separation from Krishna until they can realize their suffering is due to their separation from Krishna. So here in these verses, Prabhupada is explaining very important things. The whole universe is temporary. Not only is the universe temporary, but every moment in our existence here is changing. Someone may give a wonderful class, someone may give a horrible class, we may chant our rounds, we may not chant our rounds. But the fact is, moment to moment to moment to moment, our lives are changing. And amidst this changing material energy, we have to catch hold of the lotus feet of the Guru who comes in parampara and can actually give us the intelligence, the instructions by which we contact the super soul and remember very simple things. Remember that Krishna is the proprietor of everything. That everything here is meant for Krishna's pleasure. And that pleasure is to see that other living entities are coming back to the spiritual world. They're making progress. It may be someone who's in our very elevated platform, such as the devotees in our society, and they have to be reminded to chant their rounds better, to rise earlier in the morning, serve the devotees with more sensitivity, more consciousness of their actual needs, spiritual and material. And others may be completely in the mode of ignorance, all the way down to that little slug. And for them, we may just have to chant Hare Krishna and may give them a leaf, a tulsi leaf, a little bit of prasadam to eat. But in any case, with that meditation, then we become nimitra matram bhavasava sache. After showing the whole universe, all the horrors of the universal form, not all the horrors of the universal form, but most of them, Arjuna was amazed. What is this universe? You appear to be such a nice friend of mine. And then suddenly your mood has changed. And now you're displaying this universal form, which is a side of you I've never even dreamed could be. So what is your mission? Why have you come here? And you're manifesting from your mouth, so much fire is coming, your eyes are glowing in anger and rage, your sensor, so many different types of perfume are all on unlimited forms. There's universes everywhere. What is this all about? And Krishna says, Shri Bhagavan Vacha, Kalosmi Lokashe Krit Pravrido, Lokansa Mahartaniham Varitak, Itepi Tvam Nabhavi Shanti Sarve, Devasita Pratnim Keshi Yoda. Time I am, the great destroyer of the worlds. I've come here to engage everyone. And that means ourselves also. Except for you, the five Pandavas, everyone here is going to be slain. Not very good news. So it wasn't 5,000 years ago some unfortunate soldiers on the battlefield of Kurukshetra were going to be killed, but we're all devotees in Mayapur, therefore our bodies are going to last forever. No, we have some bad news for you, and we have some good news. The bad news is we're all going to die. And the good news is that all the body, although the body is going to die, the soul is going to live forever. And the soul can live forever in Krishna consciousness. And what is the formula? Tasmat tvam yutishti sholabhasva jitva shatrun bhutva rajan samridan mayavatan hitam purvam eva nimitra matram bhavasava sachin. Just get up. Not right now, but just get up and prepare to fight. You have to wait to find out what kind of fight. Just get up and prepare to fight. And after conquering enemies, enjoy a flourishing kingdom. They're already put to death by my arrangement, and you, O Savasachi, can be but an instrument in the fight. Or in Śrīla Prabhupāda's words, Śrīla Prabhupāda was mentioning when he was on the Jaladuta, I'm coming to this Western world. People are very much covered by the modes of ignorance and passion. They've created a world where everyone is imagining they're going to be happy in this world forever. But actually they're just suffering. So please make my words so potent that they can enter the hearts of these conditioned souls and enlighten them and enliven them in the realm of Krishna consciousness. That actually, who am I? I am simply a humble beggar. I really have no devotion. I have no real qualification to do this. I'm simply coming as a servant of my spiritual master. So, Prabhupada said, please make me a puppet in your hand. Let me dance, let me dance, let me dance. So we have to watch our consciousness, watch our perception. Am I an instrument right now in the hands of Śrīla Prabhupāda and his representatives? Am I actually dancing as his instrument? Are my words actually penetrating even my own heart and enlightening me in devotional service? Am I actually working to deliver Krishna's other children back to the spiritual kingdom? And by doing so, am I realizing that I'm actually Krishna's servant and nothing else other than that? Are my false conceptions of my own identity, my false conceptions of other identities, are they going away? Or am I reinforcing my false ego? Am I feeling within my heart some appreciation for the devotees? Am I feeling some devotion towards Krishna and his pure devotees? Am I appreciating my position as a servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna? Am I seeing the innocent and realizing I must somehow or another help them as Krishna's representative, make some progress? And am I avoiding those situations and those personalities in whose association I forget Krishna and become entangled and bewildered by my false ego and become influenced by other conceptions other than pure devotional service? This takes intelligence. This is what we have to keep in mind. Not only for a few moments during the day, but Ketasa Sarva Karmani Mahi Sanyasi Mataraha Buddha Yogama Pashitya Machita Sadatam Bhava. And all activities depend upon me, Lord Krishna said. Work always under my protection in such devotional service. Try to be fully conscious of it. So, of course, I can't claim that throughout the 24 hours a day I'm conscious of Krishna. If I can become conscious of Krishna even a small amount, for a small amount during the day, then I consider that day to be somewhat successful. It is not that Maya is simply some ordinary personality. She's as powerful as Krishna. But if by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his representatives, we can understand our helpless position, how much we have to depend upon Guru and Krishna, how much we have to depend upon the instructions coming from Krishna in the simple succession, then for that moment our life becomes better, becomes closer to Krishna. And if somehow or another we become a little bewildered into thinking that now I'm safe, now I've made a little advancement, I can relax. Now's the time to have a little fun. How much difficulty we can cause for our own life, in our own life, and in the lives of others. Maya is not some little personality, insignificant personality. She's been empowered. Daiviyeshu gunamai mama maya dharatya mame vaye prapadente mayame tam tarantite. This divine energy of mine is very difficult to overcome, but those who take shelter of me can easily cross beyond it. And during the day, if we do not take shelter of Lord Krishna sufficiently, and if there's some mistake, certainly we should lament. But after properly lamenting, then we have to realize that this was an opportunity to humble us so we can realize how helpless we are without Krishna, how much we have to read these books, assimilate Srila Prabhupada's philosophy, the philosophy coming from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Srila Prabhupada has given us, how much we have to take shelter of the devotees within the society, how much we have to pray to the deities, the super soul, how we have to take shelter of Krishna in every conceivable way possible so that whatever caused this mistake can be eliminated from our heart and it will not be repeated again. It is not possible to understand the depth of our conditioning all at once. But when Lord Krishna reveals something to us, at least that much we have to take seriously. Pariksit Maharaj, a great personality, so great that Lord Krishna appeared within his heart, or not within his heart, he appeared within the womb that he was inhabiting and saved him. How great this personality is beyond my conception. But still, Lord Krishna arranged that somehow or another he put a garland over the head of Sanika Rishi, and by this garland he had put the garland of a snake. From one point of view, Prabhupada said, this garlanding of Sanika Rishi by Pariksit Maharaj, it is not a very important event. He was thirsty after all. He was traveling for a long distance. He was very hungry. He had entered into his hermitage. As the king, he expected that the Rishi would at least properly greet him. He became momentarily a little disturbed and put a garland of a snake over his head. The news spread to Sringhi that his father was insulted by Pariksit Maharaj. And therefore, he became very angry. Completely out of proportion to the reality of the situation. At least from Prabhupada's point of view in the Bhagavatam. And he cursed Pariksit Maharaj to die within 7 days. Sanika Rishi, when he learned about this, he thought, why? He was too embarrassed to approach Pariksit Maharaj with the news. Pariksit Maharaj thought that I've done wrong, even after he had garlanded the snake around Sanika Rishi's neck. He thought I had done wrong. Please, Lord Krishna, if there's some reaction, let the reaction come upon my head, so that I won't commit this mistake again, and please, not that my relatives will have to suffer from this mistake I've made. News came to him that due to this offense, he was to die within 7 days. Srila Prabhupada said he didn't try to counteract the curse. He didn't try to go and beg from Sringhi or Sanika Rishi. He took it and he accepted the curse. Whatever Krishna wants, there must be some plan behind this. And indeed, he took the opportunity to go to the Ganges and hear from Shukadeva Goswami for 7 days of Srimad Bhagavatam, and this way benedicting the entire universe. Therefore, sometimes it is not possible to understand how Krishna works. All we can do is smile a little bit, or cry a little bit sometimes. But ultimately, we have to appreciate that Krishna is a wonderful personality, and that whatever he arranges is ultimately for our purification. Therefore, tate nukampam susamikshamano punjana eva nukritam vipaka. If we can see that, and at the same time use our intelligence to enter deeper into Krishna consciousness, and in this way make our life more and more perfect. We may commit mistakes, we should repent for them, and at the same time we should try to learn from them so we don't commit them again. And whatever the reaction Krishna wants for us, not that we don't use our Krishna conscious intelligence to become a better servant of Krishna even at that moment, but ultimately we leave things in the hands of Krishna, and that way we won't make that mistake again. That is our main mistake. We don't think carefully enough what Krishna wants us to do under these circumstances. We don't pray enough, we're not intensely absorbed in that desire to become a better servant, as Srila Prabhupada was, as Srimati Radharani is, or Srila Prabhupada is. One time in Boston, Srila Prabhupada came, this is 1969, and the devotees greeted him at the airport. He came to the temple. And when he went back, he was living outside. They had just recently purchased the temple on Beacon Street. And his servant came. That time, I believe, it was Purushottam. And he said, Prabhupada, when he came, that it was time to take rest, he stood on the edge of his bed, on the back of his bed, and he very gracefully fell onto the bed and rolled over and said, I pray to my spiritual master and Krishna every night to please protect me from Maya. So this is the platform that we have to come to just to make progress. And the more we get sincerely into that mood of taking shelter of Krishna, then we gradually go from Shraddha to Sadhusanga, Bhajan Kriya. We make progress, and devotional service becomes more enlightening and enlivening. And as soon as we forget that, as soon as we try to take a little credit for our own selves, as soon as we forget it's a team effort, as soon as we forget the mercy we're receiving from Krishna and his representatives, as soon as we want to take even a little independent credit, then so much problems can come about for ourselves and others. And even if we sincerely try and there's some problem, we have to understand that sometimes, in the case of Pariksha Maharaj, who is a completely pure devotee, sometimes Krishna arranges things just for our own purification. What to speak of Pariksha Maharaj? For the purification of the entire universe. But within our individual hearts, we should always feel that I am nothing but the insignificant servant of Krishna's servant. And if there's some mistake, as Prabhupada says, Sukeshu Vamanat Minat, Sukeshu Vigata Spriha, Vita Raga Bhayakroda, Siddhi Dhyana Muni Uchite. One is not disturbed by the threefold miseries, who is not elated when there is happiness, and who is free from attachment, fear, and anger, is known to be saved of steady intelligence. So if we get some difficult situation, we should understand that this is due to our past activities. And then instead of giving us the electric chair, Krishna is simply giving us a little pinprick. And if everything is going very nicely in our lives, we should understand Krishna is simply giving us the opportunity to serve him better, to spread the Sankirtan movement, and become a better instrument in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his transcendental servant's hands. So thank you for your kind attention. Any questions or comments? Or comments or questions? Okay.
So you say, you've stated quite rightly so, that we notice that we've made some mistake, there's some fault in our devotional service. We should be thoughtful, we should pray that Krishna will help us remove it. What if we pray and it doesn't go away?
I think I mentioned that also, maybe not so clearly. Thank you. If it doesn't go away, we keep on praying to the intelligence. And we hope, sometimes Krishna may be trying to tell us something, or maybe trying to tell other people something. We may even get the message, but we may be just an instrument in Krishna's hands, and we have to accept that. What can we do? Just like in the case we look at the pastimes, for instance, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are many devotees. There is Krishna Das. He fell a victim to the Bhattacharyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took him by his hair, dragged him away to the Bhattacharyas, saved him, and then rejected him. Krishna Das, if we look at the Kanipur, where it explains about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eternal associates. He's one of the eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya has arranged this particular pastime for our own edification. Not that Krishna Das ultimately had to become purified, but we had to become purified. So it is not so easy sometimes to understand Krishna's plan. In any case, we should pray that Krishna make sure that we're doing the right thing. And if Krishna continues on with that particular, more or less, we could say reaction, whatever it is, then we don't become disappointed that Krishna hasn't helped us. We keep on praying and praying, yes, Krishna, if this is your will, I must accept it, but please make me a better servant. And ultimately, Krishna will reveal everything. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, I have some doubts. I hope you can help clear up.
Yeah, just let me add one more thing. While that pastime is going on, we should be very careful to be not unnecessarily criticize the Vaishnavas. If we start seeing a Vaishnava in a difficult situation, we should understand that he's actually getting the mercy of his Guru and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we should try to be compassionate upon him and try to assist him in his service, not think that he's simply getting a reaction, he deserves it. If we start thinking like that, we may find ourselves in a very similar situation very shortly.
Maharaj, I have some doubts. I can accept most things about devotional service and Bhagavatam, that by chanting and hearing and remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can advance. I accept that. Some things I have some doubts. Like today we hear about the pigeons flying in outer space. Like if you go up to the Himalayas, you see there's less oxygen there. People have trouble breathing. And we hear that in outer space there's no air at all. So how the pigeons can breathe and how they can flap their wings. So I have some doubts. What is my status? Am I okay or what's going on?
You're okay. I know nothing about pigeons. But the Bhagavatam, if it says this is true, I accept it, but I have no realization. So when I see pigeons, I don't expect them to fly into outer space. But if there are pigeons that can do that, personally, I have to chant my rounds. I'm not going to look for any, I have no interest in finding any pigeon that can fly into outer space. I just hope that I have enough money to pay for my ticket by airplane. So we have to, just in summary, we have to end now. But these things are not very important for our devotional service. If we can chant Hare Krishna happily, devotionally, we'll become Krishna conscious, and many more important things will be revealed to us, and maybe that will be revealed to us also. I can't really say yet. So, thank you very much. Grandharajana Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.